Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. You guys, I'm going to be in Chicago. There are still great seats for this Friday night at the 9:30 show at the Chicago City Winery. I'm so excited to be there. The rest of the shows are sold out. Also, New York, all but one of the four shows are sold out, and that is also on November 5th at 9:30. I'll be there with Chris Frangiola. Chris stayed here, and so we got more juicy topics that I'm going to cover with him later in today's episode. But I did want to fill you guys in on the latest of Gabby Petito. As you know, her body was found, and then they were doing the autopsy, and it has been determined that she was killed by strangulation. Brian, who is still missing, her boyfriend, is obviously the prime suspect. And but what I heard, when I heard that she was strangled versus like smothered, it, you know, in these cases where it is domestic and it turns out that it is the husband or the boyfriend, it's so often this is the method. It's not with a gun. It's not with a knife. It's like this moment of, is it frustration or was it a crime of passion or did he not mean to, or he pushed her back and she hit her head? No, I think this is first degree murder, because in strangling someone, everything I've read, and I could be wrong, but this is what I've seen, that it takes several minutes. So I think that a prosecutor would be able to say, even if you started to choke someone and then realized that they were choking, you would let go and they could regain their breath. But by holding them down that long and going several minutes, then that in fact is then turns into almost like a planned and a first degree murder, because you have those minutes letting you know that they're dying. Stop it. Versus, like I said, like throwing someone up against a wall and their head hitting and then them dying. Maybe that wasn't intentional. So this, sadly, it was. And they said that her, according to the autopsy, she was strangled 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found in Wyoming. So when you go back to all the timeline of things, we know that the last time her mom knew that she was actually talking to her daughter was a FaceTime, which was around, I think, August 25th. On the 27th, I think, was the text, the weird text about Stan. And so there's no proof that that text was from Gabby. That makes sense, give or take a few days. That was also the last time they were witnessed by other people at a restaurant. That was when people now have come forward and said that they were at a Mexican restaurant, she and Brian, and that Brian got very angry with the wait staff, saying that he was charged for something that he didn't believe he should be charged for. It was very uncomfortable, you know. And then right after, Gabby came back and apologized for him and to the staff. And from what I've studied, to someone like Brian's personality and everything that we've kind of concluded about him, that is like extra, that upsets him even more, because he sees it as, by her going and apologizing for him, he's like, why aren't you on my side? Why aren't you as angry as I am that they charged us twice for the guacamole or whatever the mistake was, or maybe it wasn't even a mistake? And according to the timeline, it looks like it was shortly after this confrontation with these people at the restaurant that she, in fact, died and was murdered. The other stuff is, of course, we still don't know where Brian is. Dog had some ailment or something. So Dog the bounty hunter. So I don't know. He has not been able to find him yet. And there's all these TikToks going on about, Jesus. Oh, my God. Wait, that Okay, I have some juicy stuff that just came in, which will be on Patreon. Sorry, that'll be on Patreon Friday. Okay, that's what you guys get. Sorry, join and don't regret it. HeatherMcDonald.net. Click on Patreon. What is going on with the house? What's going on with the family? Why don't they know where he is? Now, apparently, the dad says he's now talking to the FBI and being more helpful. There's TikToks where people think that there might be a bunker under their house because there's a shed. There's also this flower bed that someone's like, is someone handing someone within the flower bed? Whatever it might be. Who knows? I can't imagine that they can't get a search warrant at some point and really go underneath their house and see if he's there, if there's even a bunker. Maybe he's not there right now. Maybe he was there. Do they have a bunker or not? A search warrant would allow the police and FBI to find that out. Also, I saw a TikTok of people that live in the Lori's neighborhood. And, oh, my God, in Lori's neighborhood. Oh, my God. Hold on. This is just crazy. Okay. All right. Okay. This is juicy. Okay. Getting back to Gabby. I'm sorry. So I just saw a TikTok where they are going from house to house on the Lori Street talking to neighbors on October 12th. So there's just, and I think they're, you know, with all the TikTok people, with all the people like me even reporting on things, I think the police have to be really safe and careful about what they reveal so that when they do get Brian, that the case against Brian is not compromised in some way. So, but I do think the family does appreciate everybody that's trying to find out. The family is now going to Wyoming because her body was there. That was where it was, the autopsy was being taken place. So now they are going to collect Gabby and bring her back to New York and lay her to rest. And at this time, the family's not talking to anybody till that time. As you know, stuff's going on with Erica Jane, as always. The latest is that Bravo has been subpoenaed for unaired Real Housewives of Beverly Hills footage of Erica Jane. They feel that they, by looking at all the unaired footage that was ever taken, can you imagine how many hours that might be? I know there's a lot of Bravo fans that are volunteering themselves to watch all that. You know, when we watch these shows now, people really enjoy the unseen footage scenes that they actually put together in a show. But you always hear from the housewives, oh, my God, they never showed me doing this. They never showed me doing this. We had this big party that was never featured. My doctor's appointment was never featured. So, I mean, to be able to go through all of that footage in the hopes to recover some of the $25 million they believe was the victim's money that was then given to Erica Jane through into her company and spent on her lifestyle, trying to prove that, you know, that's a lot. So they are going to have to turn that over, I understand. And I mean, pretty fun night at the law firm. I mean, or 3 weeks or whatever it'll be. She's been on for like 6 years. Oh, also, I was in the New York Times talking about this case, and I noticed that Us Weekly wrote an article saying that according to the New York Times, Erica Jane makes $600,000 a year. I am the one who said that in the New York Times. I believe, based on what I've heard from other people and how their salaries rise, I think she's at least making $600,000 a year for this past season. She might be making more, but it's my understanding it takes closer to about 8 to 9 to 10 seasons to get to a million a year. So I think she's in that realm. That's just an estimation. But, and of course, with her lifestyle and how much you have to spend and everything, the money from her salary is not worth trying to go after. It's all the money that's come into her company, the LLC, that they believe was in fact money that the law firm collected after they won lawsuits for their victims. That money came to Tom Girardi, someone here, someone to Erica. They're trying to figure that out. And they think they can find it and have some evidence of it and be able to retrieve some of it if they get all the footage that they've ever had filming The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills since Erica Jayne has been a cast member. Okay, you guys, as I said, better join Patreon, heathermcdonald.net for tickets and Patreon. And now more with Chris Frangiola and lots of juicy hot topics. Hello, I'm back with some more juicy hot topics with your favorite, Chris Frangiola. Let's get into it. Now, this was hot.
I can't get enough.
Demi Lovato, who Justin, I don't mean to bring up his name, but Justin Martindale, my other favorite.
I love him.
I know you do. But he refers to her as Demi Gelato.
Demi Gelato is so funny.
It's so clever.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says alien is a derogatory term for extraterrestrials. This is not a joke. She is being serious.
Yes. She says calling them aliens is saying that they're aliens is not a good word for anybody. And don't call them extraterrestrials. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she's really going in on this UFO thing in a big way. She's got a show on the Peacock Network where she goes out and hunts.
Did you watch some of it?
Well, what I find funny, there's several of these shows where people, Rob Lowe had one where he hunts aliens.
It says unidentified with Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rob Lowe and his sons were like ghost hunters or something.
Yeah.
They were Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they were Ghostbusters or aliens, something.
Don't use the word alien.
Oh, that's my apologies.
Okay.
Extraterrestrials. Anyway, I always find it funny that they can only shoot them in Joshua Tree because they're like, that's where the aliens are going to land. Like, how close is it to L.A. that I don't have to stay over? Like, can you make the aliens land in Joshua Tree, only a three-hour drive from L.A.? Like, but the aliens land in Iowa, like, I don't want to go spend the night in Iowa.
So, I guess the idea is, I used to think, if I was going to if I was invading another planet.
Right.
I would want to go where the lights are.
Yeah.
A big city. But they always go to the most desolate place. But then maybe they go to the desolate place.
Right.
Because they're not ready to scare the people where the lights are.
Yeah. I also want to say to the extraterrestrials, if they're listening, that don't judge the entire human race on Demi Lovato. I know you've met her in the desert recently, but we're not all Demi Lovato. We're not all this much of a pain in the ass about everything.
What if the extraterrestrials were like, you know, nice, like E.T., you know, like they weren't out to hurt anybody. But because they got with the film crew of the Peacock Network, you're right. They got so annoyed that now they're planning a real like 4th of July attack.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like they could go back to the planet and go, who did you meet?
Yeah.
I met this woman who had a problem with gelato. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, she was triggered by the fat free gelato. Oh God, blow up the planet. Are they all like that? I think they are. Blow up the planet.
What I don't understand is, what is going on? Like, is she just not going to sing? But then Annie, who works for me now, just told me that she does have a new album. So I'm like, so she's singing, but she's also doing like this shitty show on Peacock.
She also has a talk show that was on, remember Quibi? Remember that short form Quibi?
Okay.
She had a talk show on that. That's, I think it's Peacock or one of the, they've taken it from Quibi and they're airing
it. And is the podcast also about extraterrestrials?
The podcast is it's called 4D with Demi Lovato. It's about the fourth dimension.
And what is the fourth dimension?
I have no fucking
idea. Is that like broken the fourth wall on a reality show where you're not supposed to talk to the camera?
It's when you're so heightened, your senses are so heightened, they're coming to you from the fourth dimension.
Well, Drake was home.
Uh-huh.
By the way, he lost weight.
Who has?
My son.
Oh, at college. Yeah.
Like, what kid goes to college and loses a little weight? But then I thought about how you said, do you think I feed them too much bacon? I realized.
I was always concerned about the.
And the amount of milk.
Because every video you guys used to do was you and then chocolate chip pancakes
every morning. Every morning and eggs.
I know. I was very concerned
anyway,
about
he slimmed down. Well,
that's probably because he's not ingesting chocolate chip pancakes every morning.
I literally think I'm the only person whose kid has come back like thinner and healthier.
And how does he like it?
Like he likes it a lot.
Oh, good.
He's having fun. he did say that the drivers in Tempe are a lot of like loud cars and rude drivers. And I said,
you mean Uber drivers?
No, just on the streets, around.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, that is nice that you appreciate something about Californians that were like a little bit more respectful on the road. And he said, yes, we are. So that's nice. But, and I said, do you have to wear the mask? And he said, some classes require it, but they say you could wear it under your chin.
Oh, so it's just a scarf. Okay. Well, it all, yeah.
Anyway, he's okay. He's vaccinated. He seems to be fine.
Good.
Okay. So what, like, I don't know how I feel about extraterrestrials. Do you believe in them?
I initially would probably say no. I don't know. But then, of course, I hear people say, well, sure. I mean, if they were going to come, they'd be here by now. I know there's a whole other thinking that they're already here. They're in the ground. You know, they're in.
Oh, really? What's that about?
Yeah. They, you know, they've come and planted things in the ground, and that's how they monitor our every move. That's what I've heard from some weird thing. That's the War of the Worlds. They come out of the ground instead of from above,
oh,
you know? So they've already planted the things in the ground.
I have to tell you, there was one moment in history when I was like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
The aliens are here. Do you remember, and I'm saying it, aliens, extraterrestrial, whatever, aliens, do you remember it was like maybe a couple summers ago at night and there were like these dots and everyone was like filming it?
Yes.
I 100% thought that was it. I was like,
right.
But it wasn't.
What was it?
I don't know, but it wasn't that.
Yeah.
It turned out it was something like a test.
Uh-huh.
100% it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know there's just so many stories. If you really want to go down it, there's, you know. Maybe there is, but so I don't get it. So they happen to go to Joshua Tree.
Yes, and they saw.
And they say they see stuff.
She said she saw one blue light about 40 feet away from her, and then I noticed she changed her story because she was out on the talk show circuit, you know,
yes.
Promoting the show, doing the big talk shows, and I think people were like, that was not very good. I saw something. So do they have anything else? And she's like, now it's a new story. She's like, oh yeah, they came to my bedroom while I was sleeping, two of them. And were basically chatting with me. So she's got, I think they told an upper story to sell, you know, get people to watch this show on the Peacock Network.
But none of that. And the stories are always that people are like anally probed, right? They always.
She hasn't been
asshole.
Anally probed yet. As far as I know, I don't think they took her into the ship and anally probed
her. What was
her.
It? Call yeah. home? What
yeah,
was
E.T.
it?
ET, phone home.
Oh, okay.
Phone home.
Phone home. That long nail. That would be.
Yeah.
That long fingernail.
Right.
Oh, my God. There is this. I wish I had the photo of it. Well, actually, look it up. It's Sex and the City. Carrie Bradshaw's character.
Yeah.
Looks just like when E.T., when they had to dress up E.T. in the closet.
Yeah.
Because
that's
they were
right.
afraid.
Yeah. You they put him in with the other stuffed animals.
Look up that up. They put him side by side.
Yes. I've seen that.
She has all this blonde hair and she has this little small hat.
Yes.
It is freaking brilliant.
Do you think the extraterrestrials are upset that they're only on the Peacock Network?
Along with the old housewives? Because they just took like all the older, like the OG housewives that aren't anymore, and they put them on a show on the Peacock Network.
Oh, they
did. Coming out. Jill Zarin. And
maybe they can get an alien in that. Like one of the aliens could be in it.
That'd oh my God. We should just have it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know how there was always be TV shows? There was a TV show where like it's the future and a whole nother planet has come. And remember they were like partners, cop partners.
Yes.
Where it was like the ultimate like racial profiling because they were like mean to the aliens, but the aliens were like living with us.
Yes.
And you know.
Yeah. I remember that movie. It was called, I forget what it was called now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was always, yeah. How would you be nice to them or whatever? Uh-huh. And
well, let's hope. I mean, I hope Demi Lovato can get to the bottom of
but
the
whole
thing.
But you know, like everyone's done this. Kourtney Kardashian has chased after aliens in like three different seasons. Yes.
Really?
They did one where they went to Area 57. Then they did another
51,
one.
Area 51.
Then they did another where when they were staying at their $50 million Malibu beach house for an entire season to film during COVID, she said to Tristan she was sitting outside and thought she saw something. And so then they stayed up all night. And yeah. he was like, I guess I have to do this to like try to be good with her. It was just so boring and so dumb.
Oh, my God. Is it Tristan? I see something out of here. Is it an alien? No, it's just my side piece.
Okay, we're going to look up that photo. Speaking of scary wow. stuff. Now, this photo, I don't know if it's 100% real.
I know. I've seen it going around, too.
It is Mickey Rourke. And it said it's slowly evolving into Michael Myers of Halloween.
Yeah.
And the hair really looks, it looks like, I mean, he's always had a mask-like face.
Yeah.
Since he started getting plastic surgery about 15 years ago is when he started to look really scary with the cheekbones
right.
and all that. But this one looks terrifying. But I don't know if this is real.
That looks a little doctored or something, right? But yeah, he's an odd-looking guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what his situation is. I feel like he had like a bit of a comeback in his career and then it kind of went away again.
When was the comeback?
Oh, he was the wrestler and
he was
nominated for an Oscar. Then he was the bad guy
right.
in Iron Man. Like he was big time again. And then it just went away again. I don't know what he does.
Oh my God, is it Oscars going to happen again?
Yeah.
Nobody talks about anything.
I actually saw something today saying they were talking about Oscar buzz and they were talking about, I guess, Will Smith has a movie coming out where he plays Serena's.
Of course, that's going to win.
Yeah.
I'm totally excited to see that. He plays Serena and Venus.
The father. Yeah.
And hello.
Just
give it. Why do we even need to see the movie?
So I saw something about that.
He's won the Oscar.
Buzz.
He won it. That's
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
then some
else?
Other movie I saw that was getting Oscar buzz. So I guess it's around now. They start talking about it.
I just feel like it's just going to be so much controversy of. Is it diverse enough? Are the voters diverse enough? Do they have enough?
Well, it already happened with the Emmys. You know, the Emmys, there was a lot of black people nominated and others, you know.
And then they didn't
win. And nobody won. It was all whiteys won everything.
Oh, God. So, let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay. I wanted to fill you in on the latest of the worst mother on earth. This is Chad. And Chad and Lori Daybell before Tammy Daybell's death. So Chad, this is Lori. She's facing charges. They're both on their separate trials. Her son and daughter were found on his property, killed. They're both behind bars finally. They were the ones who were escaping everything.
Yeah.
Basically, his text messages came through. And here's a little summary of it. He had not felt this happy in his entire life. This is his text to her. He was quite sure that this was the woman the voice had told him about because they believed in God and the end of the world and all that. He felt their souls were two halves of an internal union. Tears filled his eyes as he would pass the freeway exit. He knew that was an internal union that would forever change the world. This is why his wife is still alive. Tears filled his eyes to be in the presence of the holy goddess, and he was overcome by the spirit as he sensed her true place in the universe as a majestic archangel. About her. And then he texted, quote, tonight I figured out who I feel like. I'm a grown-up version of Harry Potter who has to live with the Dudleys in this little space under the stairs. Every few weeks, I get to escape and have amazing adventures with my goddess lover. But when I have to return to my place under the stairs, feeling trapped, but I sense permanent freedom is coming.
Wow.
He's talking about the wife and his six kids.
Yeah.
Hello, sweet angel. Big news about Tammy. Please let me know if you are awake and can talk. I love you. Chad texted this on October 5th, 2019.
The news was
Tammy had been taken over by a demonic entity named Viola.
Oh.
Chad claimed Tammy, that's his wife, sister, was responsible for her being possessed, and Tammy's personality would change quickly because this spirit was attaching itself to her. Right before Tammy died, Lori's kids went missing. And their bodies weren't found until 2020. And within 2 weeks, Chad married Lori. Also, Lori was just deemed not competent for trial. So, and then, of course, we remember that Lori's brother shot and killed Lori's ex-husband, Charles Value, in 2019, and claimed self-defense. Now, but now Lori is indicted on a conspiracy to murder, to the murder charge of her ex-husband's death, as well as her two children.
Yeah, that was, you know,
I mean, my God, it's just, and for the last I saw, his kids were still defending him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the way his wife died was just, they said, she just didn't wake up one morning. And then they're like, oh, my God, like, get her right now to the morgue and let's cremate her or whatever. So right. I don't know if she was cremated or not. I don't know if she was cremated. Can you look if she's cremated and if they brought up her body to examine it? But they buried her, like, quick.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, he had something to do with it.
Didn't he have some sort of extraterrestrial podcast, or was it a religious podcast?
He had a podcast about the end of the world, yeah. And again, it was a certain number of people that could go.
That, yeah.
That 144, they mentioned that in the Way Down documentary Gwen. She believed in that it's like in Revelations that only 144,000 get to go to heaven.
Right.
So a lot of cults jump onto that to make people believe if they are not in this cult, they're not getting to heaven.
Oh, okay.
But then, you know, how can you believe in heaven if you believe in
cults
and aliens?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you discussed this, but, you know, this is. Have you read the story about Shakir on vacation?
Yes.
Yeah. Shakir was on vacation in Spain. She's on a beach and she gets attacked by a wild boar. Okay. Wild boar comes out of the jungle and attacks her on the beach. And it roots through her bag and takes a lot of stuff, and then takes her cell phone, runs off into the...
It did take the cell phone? Mm-hmm. I knew the story. We touched about it at the live Juicy Scoop, but I didn't know that it took the cell phone.
No, it took her cell phone. The wild boar took Shakira's cell
phone. Did it have her password?
I mean, I would imagine she's got a lot of pretty high-profile contacts in her cell phone. They should be expecting
and
a call.
Boar is like a version of a pig,
it's
right?
Like, yeah, wild like, pig. Yeah.
Like a bigger pig.
Yeah.
Do you imagine if you get your phone back and it's just a bunch of selfies? Like, like.
Or he's calling people on her phone. Like, I don't know who she, Blake Shelton or
J-Lo.
Something. Who's this?
J-Lo's like, why is Shakira calling me? We did that one thing. Like, we're done. We're not besties.
We acted like we were besties.
Yeah. We weren't. I don't know why I couldn't have done it alone. I was a little offended I had to have a partner. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I have to share the stage?
Yeah. And she picks up.
BJ Lo's like,
hi, Shakira. Oh, it's not Shakira.
Hey, Shakira. What's up?
No, I'm not Shakira. Who are you? I'm a wild boar. What? But you speak English?
Oh, my God.
She wasn't cremated, but her body, it was like 2 months before they got the autopsy.
Oh, okay. So they buried the body right away of Tammy, Chad Daybell's wife. And now, of course, they're looking at it. It does not seem to be that she died of like natural causes.
Yeah.
They were like, she was tired all the time. Why is it weird that a 48-year-old woman just died one morning?
This is one of those stories that you see a lot of on like Datelines and stuff where if you have like more than two people in your social circle die of strange circumstances, you're guilty of something. And they had like so many different people dying of strange circumstances in this story.
You know who also did?
Who?
The Clintons.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's another weird one. Yeah, there was always somebody dying in this.
Are you watching
circle.
That? The impeachment.
I have not. Is it good?
It is good.
It's on FX, right?
I mean, I'm obsessed.
Who plays Clinton? Clive Owen?
Yeah, it's hot. When they get together.
Monica.
Yeah. When she like goes to his office.
Yeah.
And they don't never show her like getting on her knees or anything, but just the way he talks to her and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always thought it was like sick and hot at the same time.
Sure. That's the best kind of hot. I agree with you. I know. I always thought
and the way he talked.
Like
you know,
I remember everyone always saying she was so unattractive and stuff, and I was like, I always thought she was attractive.
No, she was always really attractive. Yeah. I think people were honestly because she wasn't a size 2.
Yeah,
I think that's what people jumped on.
Right,
because she was totally proportioned and like and a young girl, but no, her face was really pretty.
Yeah,
but he went for like untraditional. I think he just went for whoever was gave him a look.
Right.
Because he didn't have a type. He had Jennifer Flowers, Bill Clinton.
A blonde.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Who was like a very attractive blonde. I remember she was like a lounge singer or something for like a minute after.
Mm-hmm.
Then people were very critical of Paula Jones because she wasn't a traditional beauty.
Yeah.
She didn't have a perfect nose in America's standards and she was kind of a bumpkin. But I think he was like a, what I say about Harvey Weinstein. Now, I know, don't freak out. I'm not, Harvey Weinstein's a rapist and Bill Clinton is just a philandering creep. But
some say he could, you know, some say he was a rapist too. I mean, it depends.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you're right. You're right. Or violated people.
Right.
But I think it was the same thing in that these girls, what it, like the Paula Jones case, was just like working for and came up and he was just basically like whipped out his dick and was like, kiss it, suck it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think enough women over the years, just like with Weinstein, complied.
Right.
Because you wouldn't do it every time if every time you were rejected.
Yeah.
There were enough people in between the rejections that kept you going for it.
Right.
And you'd fish it out a little and you'd fish and you got a response and then that's the person you'd go for. And I think he, you know, fished it out with Monica and she was very receptive. And then he was like, okay, great. This will be my, you know, my Tom. Little honey that comes. And then Betsy, the very loyal secretary allowed this relationship to go on because she was the one who was keeping a secret. So then she would come visit all the time.
Wow.
This intern. Just seeing the most powerful, I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
And everybody saw her come all the time. Like, how many times do you need to come? Right. And then they'd go to this other, like, back room. And that's where they would get sexy with each other.
Now, where's Hillary during all this? Is she?
Well, Hillary is Edie Falco.
Yeah.
And it's every Tuesday. And I've only seen her like in two scenes. So hopefully in the later ones, now she will show herself and give her opinion of what's going on.
I got to start watching that one. I'd be interested. I've been watching a Squid Game.
Oh, let's talk about Squid Game because everyone's talking about it.
Everybody's
I saw
talking
a little
about it.
Bit of it, but I have not watched it. Did you watch it on subtitles or did you sub the voice?
I like the voice. I don't like subtitles. I just
explain
the voice.
Squid Games is?
To the best of my ability, I just finished. I didn't finish it yet. I'm episode 6.
Okay.
It is a game of Korean series about people on a game show, more or less, out to win millions of dollars. And they ask them to do crazy things and they kill a lot of them at the end of the game if they don't complete it. And it's basically seeing how far people will go for money.
Oh, but they can be over 30 or they are killing people.
Oh, they could be 30. They could be over 30 in this one. There's one old
like
guy.
Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. People are just going nuts about it. It's like the most popular, I think most popular Netflix show ever of all time.
Wow.
But I mean, I like it. It's good. I just don't know.
Is it too violent? Well, I don't
it's
like
very
it.
Violent, but see. in almost like a cartoonish way.
Okay.
It's good. I think you should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it gets real good around episode 4.
Okay.
It starts to get – because they take all these people. You find out their backstories that they're all desperate for money. Mm. They're gamblers. They owe money to somebody. And they so everybody has to be desperate for something.
Got it.
And they – I haven't finished it yet, but I'm seeing where it's going. It's probably going to be, you know, this is what – people will do anything for money. And it's good.
All right. I'm going to watch
it. Check
it
out.
Latest on Gabby, who we think murdered her, Brian Laudrey. So his dad is now helping search the efforts in Florida. That's the latest. So now the dad is looking. The latest of this, there's a lot of TikTok detectives, as you know.
Yeah.
And the latest kind of crazy theory is there was a drone that went over the Laurie's house.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a flower bed there. And they see the mom doing something in the corner of the flower bed.
Yeah.
You know, like the woods around the flower bed. And they zoomed in on this one TikToker said, it looks like she's taking something and she's handing something there. So like, is there like a bunker under the flower bed and is he living there? That's the theory.
I think 100%. No, I mean, it's a good
theory.
Should
we get them a gelato on this thing?
Yeah, get it. Yeah, that could be
our next
thing.
Or maybe they're keeping an extraterrestrial down there. It has nothing to do with Brian Laudrie.
On Peacock, next season, Demi Lovato cracks this case. You know who's on this case is Dog the Bounty
Oh, I know.
Hunter.
I got Dog.
Is on the case.
Dog is saying, where can I find Dog here? Dog is saying that, I don't know where I had it, but he's saying that he believes that he could be a serial killer.
Yeah.
Because the two women are missing, the couple still. Mm-hmm. We don't know who killed them. There was another guy missing as well.
In the same area where the girl was found.
But they found out that it appears he killed himself. He was like a young dad.
Oh, okay.
Not that young, but like 40. And but we still don't know who shot and killed those women.
Yeah.
And now I had said, did they have guns? And people said, no, there were some references to guns, or that he was familiar with guns.
But how have they said yet? Maybe I missed it. How the girl died? Was she shot, or was she strangled, or did it mention it?
Can you look that up? In fact,
it's been a couple of weeks.
I don't think they have released that.
And I think that's kind of a big thing to know.
They found her body, but you know what? We'll look that up. Yeah. I don't know that they have found it.
No, I haven't heard anything about that, but I did see that Dog the Bounty Hunter said he was hot on his trail, but I don't think he's in Florida. He seems to be searching somewhere else.
I think they were looking in Florida. They're also looking where her body was found. Then the hike changed.
The days changed.
Like they said, now they're saying, no, actually the day we said that he left, it's actually a different day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot. But now I think the parents are helping because I think they probably were like, wait, we could be implemented somehow, and that we're getting trouble for, like, unless he's under the flower bed, which
would be
I don't think he's under the flower bed.
No.
But
I don't think a lot of people have bunkers in their backyard, but I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, do you imagine you'd really have to plan.
Yeah. You must have been like, this kid's going to be a murderer. Let's get a bunker in the backyard to keep him in
Like, I know one day when my son gets a girlfriend that doesn't want to be with him anymore on a camping trip, he might kill her. And if that happens, I just want to make sure there's a safe place for my son.
Right. I did see that Dog the Bounty Hunter found a Monster energy can on a hiking trail and said, I think we're on to
him. Wait, found a what?
Empty Monster energy drink, you know?
Oh.
He found an empty can, and he was saying online that he thinks we're hot on this trail because this is probably his Monster energy can. Did you see that?
No.
I'm like, that's the best you can do, dog, because you got found a...
Because he liked Monster energy drinks?
Yeah, I mean, every lunatic drinks Monster energy drink. I mean, you're on to nothing with that one. But that's the only evidence he's found at this point.
Wow. Okay. So Lynn Spears, according to Sam, you know Sam, Britney Spears is
Lufty. Yeah, I'll tell you this. I watched the latest Netflix documentary.
Yes, let's talk
Spears
about Britney.
Versus
yes,
Britney.
Tell me your opinion.
And I'll have to say it did change my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, and I always go into this topic sheepishly because I don't want to get attacked.
You can do an apology after.
Do an apology afterwards.
Yeah.
This is another documentary, and it does take a side, you know, against the father pretty heavily, and they do make some good points. But it's once again, it's done seemingly by fans. Crazy, rabid Britney Spears fans are the documentarians on this. The one girl writes for Rolling Stone, but she's also like admits to being like a crazy crying when she sees her in person in concert fan. So I'm like, well, is that the best person to be doing this type of documentary? Is a crazy. And then I feel the same way about the woman who is her assistant or whatever, who's that older woman who's like a, you know, she was been in her camp for years now, but she's also started out as a kind of crazy Britney Spears fan.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd like some sort of documentary done by a person who doesn't have any dog in the fight. You know what I mean?
Well, I think we now have all agreed, including the judge, that it was a really fucked situation and Jamie's a really awful person.
Right.
And the intention was not good and he had no business sense and she couldn't, you know, obviously she couldn't take a nap, she couldn't get her nails done, she couldn't get Invisalign, she couldn't, I mean, all these things. And so,
but can she now? Like, is it over?
Yeah, I think pretty much now she can.
Okay, so yeah. Now, why, if it's over,
yes.
Why doesn't she, if I'm wrong and everything I say,
yes.
And I believe, I'm open to anybody's opinions, but so why, if it's all over and she can do whatever she wants, she can get her nails done, she can do all this.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she call Oprah Winfrey or whoever?
Or say, Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go on ABC at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night and go up to that same place you did Meghan and Harry and sit down and I'll tell you everything that happened in the last 12 years. Why is that not happening?
I think it might. I think she's just enjoying her time of true freedom and I think the boyfriend's excited to be with her.
Right.
And I did have someone post in Juicy Scoop Obsessed, like, don't kill me. But is anyone getting Anna Nicole, Howard Stern vibes?
Who Howard, the, Howard K. Stern.
Howard K. Stern, not yeah. the radio host, mm-hmm. who was with Anna Nicole Smith all those years in Sam.
Right.
I am not, but I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Like, right. I think Sam, like, loves her and loves his life, and I think he played the game, and I think he never fought her in anything. I never fought the conservatory ship, and he just played along as the nice boyfriend because I think he knew that if he did, you know, go, hey, this is my girlfriend and we want to do this and she yeah. wants that, then they would cut him out. And they liked him enough because he played the game and he was followed right. the rules. And so he didn't want to like lose his girlfriend and lose his life over this because he knew I'm just going to end up with nothing if right. if I stand up. So this all had to happen for them to actually now be engaged and all of that.
Okay.
But this was juicy. So Sam Lufty posted this that Lynn Spears' cell called him. Now, obviously, this could be documented. I could have you call me and I could put Lynn Spears in it. But he said, yes, Lynn Irene Spears tried calling me last night around midnight. Usually I would not tell anyone and just listen to her cries for help. But times have changed, baby. You ruined my life and your daughter's life and then wrote a book to cash in on it. I sued. I won. The publisher even published the books of the shelf.
Pulled the books from the shelf.
Oh, pulled the books of the shelf. Do not come for me or help ever again. You owe both me and her a massive apology, not to mention the family of the little boy you killed.
Whoa.
I'm not ever going to forgive you for what you did. Well, now, she got in a bad car accident. She got in a car accident where she killed someone, I think, before she even met Jamie Spears or before she had kids.
Oh, really?
That's the story I remember.
Okay.
So that's kind of low to
yeah.
bring up that. But anyway, yeah, and then Jamie Spears wrote today, remember, it's mental health. Is every day mental health day? I feel like we've had so many mental health day, week, month.
It's Mental Health Awareness Day. Or yeah, I saw that.
I don't know. So she wrote something and people are like, oh my God, the irony of you talking about mental health and like
yeah.
being open about it, Jamie Spears, the sister, when you were not, you know, when we know that you were part of the problem in this whole thing.
He comes off kind of okay in that new documentary on Netflix, Sam Lufty. It's the first time I've really heard him speak about it
yeah.
In something. I mean, I, you know.
He doesn't say that much, though. But, no. But with this, the other thing that I saw is this article in the New York Post. People went deep in Jamie, the dad's side of
I
his
read
family.
That. I know.
Yes. And it was like his
grandmother, his mother.
His mother supposedly killed herself at the gravesite of a infant baby boy that died of hers.
Right.
Shot herself. But even that, there was controversy if she shot herself or someone shot her.
Yeah, because they said the father was, her husband was
and
mean.
And he had several wives, yeah. and he was very abusive. And then there was another sister or wife that was in and out of mental hospitals, or was that her? There was in mental health, and they put that woman on lithium.
Lithium, yeah.
Which is when they've also had one time put Britney on lithium.
Right.
And so just the lack of respect, like it was just crazy.
It's funny that I read that article too.
There's so many people
in it.
It
just came off so country, that article, you know, about the area they live in and all the different things that happened. And then apparently he still lives there. Jamie Spears lives in a trailer or something
that
property.
Next to some like shed that's the Britney Spears Museum.
Yeah.
That like people can still look at this museum.
I think it's curated by that woman who's her assistant. I think she runs it. Well, she's from that town.
Right. Well, now who owns the stuff? Doesn't she, wouldn't she maybe want that back in her own possession, Jamie? Or maybe she doesn't care.
I don't. I think it's something they got along the way.
And then this one girl said, "I went to high school with Jamie Spears, and he was the hottest thing ever. Yeah. Everybody wanted him.
Yeah,
everyone knew he was the hot, sexiest thing. And then a couple of people defended him.
Yeah,
like he used to do things.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
And then the brother said, "No, he's awful. I always hated him.
Right.
His own like half brother or whatever. So it's just a big, messed, fucked up family that's gone like that for years.
I know. And because of that, because it's a big mess and everything, I ultimately just like to see Britney Spears come out. Even if you're just on Instagram Live or anything, just do something where this is today. I am speaking right now. However you may, because I know the Instagram's very strange, and I know it's run by, they say, other people, but it still remains strange. It hasn't changed since, you know, the conservatorship has been lifted. If it has or not, I'm not sure. I know it has, but I know there's like some other legal things that, on when she can truly be free. I don't know if that's happened.
Yeah.
Has it?
I don't know, but there are a couple that are constantly like, "I love you, honey, love you," you know, like, and showing all their food. And so I guess that's what you're supposed to do, just show that you actually are screwing someone. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if she gets pregnant. Hopefully, did she go to the gyno? Did she get the IUD removed?
I don't know. Well, she couldn't do it, right? That was one of the things
she couldn't do. So hopefully that's removed and they're trying to make a baby. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. This was one of your topics. You were so excited about
it. Superman.
This was in New York Times. By the way, I was in New York Times this weekend.
You were?
In Sundays.
For what?
A big, long article about Erika Jane.
Oh.
Yes.
And they
quoted me.
Juicy Scoop?
They did. They quoted me twice.
That's good.
Saying that I basically said, it'll be interesting if anybody watches these shows if one or two of the castmates are not being indicted.
Yeah.
And I said a couple other things, but it was nice. I had a couple friends that actually like read the New York Times and wrote me that day and were impressed that I was in it. So thank you to the New York Times. But this was in the New York Times. Superman comes out as bisexual. Chris,
yes,
this was your topic. Please exchange.
Well,
please explain.
Well, let me explain it. It's first of all, it's not necessarily Superman. Everybody, so calm. It's okay. Superman's son.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that Lois Lane and Superman had a child.
They did.
I'm not really are you a superhero person or a comic book person?
I mean, I would go to the Superman movies in the 80s. There were like three of them.
Ones.
Yes,
yeah.
Christopher Reeves. I remember going every time there was a new one, I would go out and watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to be – what I always found interesting about Superman was there was Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
And then in the 50s on the TV show, that Superman was played by an actor named Steve Reeves.
Oh, interesting.
And they were not related. Isn't that interesting?
It really is.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay, so Lois Lane.
Lois Lane and Superman had a child. This is the child.
Okay.
He has a boyfriend, and there's going to be hot gay action in an upcoming Superman comic book.
In a comic book,
yes.
Not in a movie.
Not in a movie.
Okay.
In a comic book right now.
I mean, I can't believe it hasn't happened sooner, first of all. And
I think there's
a lot of gay guys that are into comics, so this is like a dream come true storyline.
But I didn't realize how much gay action was going on in comic books, and this article tells you that the Hulk, I didn't know this. They used to portray gay people in comic books, but never in a good light.
Okay.
So now the gay people are excited that they're being portrayed in a good light, like I'm Superman. Because I guess in the Hulk in the 70s, the Hulk, you know how the Hulk, you just go around to one town to the other and
be like, "Don't make me angry." And then he would grow, get all big, and his pants would always break.
Right.
Yet they did not split around his dick. They just got short on his calves and then frayed the calves. But it stayed around the dick and the butt, which makes no sense.
Now, what you're referencing probably is the 70s TV show.
Yeah.
That was Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk, and Bill Bixby played David Banner.
Yeah.
And he would just go from town to town, get into trouble, and
become a Hulk.
The Hulk can walk off.
Because someone pissed him off.
But apparently in one comic book, he went to a YMCA to spend the night, and he was tried. Two gay men tried to get him in the shower. And this was in a comic
book. To wipe
book.
Off his green paint?
They tried to have him sexually get him, and they, of course, turned into Hulk and, you know, tore their dicks off or whatever.
Oh, but, and then, so he wasn't down for it.
No, he wasn't down for it.
They were mean back
then.
Yeah,
but that's how they were portraying gay people in comic books
in a negative
back
way.
Then in
Got
a negative
it.
Light.
That's
yeah.
awful.
So, and then I guess there was a, you know, some other people. There's been a bunch of gay, hot gay action in comic books.
Do you think this will ever be a regular TV show where Superman's son shows up? Or and has a boyfriend.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I haven't seen any of the new Supermans. Honestly, I think anyone running around in the tights in the middle of the night the whole thing
yes.
comes off gay, right?
Yeah.
Like just
right.
superheroes
and
in general
super
seem. Yeah.
Always drinking your green shakes.
Wears a cape.
Being healthy.
I mean, he wears a cape for God's sake. That's right there. Enough is enough. You know, it's
yes.
pretty, got red big red boots on.
Wow, I have to figure out what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I always like a Superman outfit with a cape.
You had a good Superman outfit one year.
I had the original Superwoman, but I borrowed it from Kris Jenner.
Oh,
those outfits, that trashy lingerie, are very expensive.
I remember going one time to go look at.
Like,
I went with somebody
they're
to
like,
look at
yeah.
Halloween costumes there. Yeah.
So, but I do have two parties to go to. So I finally can afford a good
famous
costume.
People parties.
Yeah. I'll tell you after the show.
Huh. Now, good famous people or some guy who does hair?
No, two good famous people.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the show.
I'm going to get an outfit together. A bit of a famous thing this weekend. You're not going. You're invited, but you're not going.
No. Can we tell people or no?
I don't know. Sure.
I'm so bummed.
It's like Fortune Feimster.
Yes.
Fortune's kind of wedding. I mean, they were already married, but this is good. They're going to have a party
so
this weekend.
I'm so bummed,
in
and
Palm
it's
Springs.
Palm Desert. But listen, I'm going to Chicago because I promised the Juicy Scoopers, just like I was missing ASU Parents Weekend because I would be missing my New York with you.
Yeah.
So I've committed to these things, but I miss out on stuff, and I was very bummed
about
it.
And you give and you give to the fans.
I give and I
nice.
Give and I give.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a bisexual TV show, Batgirl or something, and
yeah,
she was bi?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of – right now, they're going in all and heavy on on gay action in all the superhero – I mean, I guess it's, you know.
Hey, I just want to say.
The Avengers right
you know,
now is
you know
just
who,
a gay orgy.
You know who's really done their job?
Who?
GLAAD.
Yeah, I know. They're getting it out there.
Gay and Lesbian Association. I don't know how. Where does the D come from? Anyway, it's in the media.
Yeah.
Gay having in media. And they've been doing this for, and my God, they got the point across.
They're getting it out there.
Speaking of which, this is one of your favorite shows. Judge Judy's bailiff says that he was not asked to join Judy Justice. So she has a new show. And how did you feel about that?
Well, it is. I read the article and it is interesting. He was 25 years they were together on the show. And
yes.
And then, of course, she called him and just said, we're doing something different. You're not in this one. And it. You know, I was like,
it's like when Chewie, it's like when Chelsea went to Netflix.
Yeah.
And Chewie's like, where are we going? Nowhere.
Nowhere. You're out.
You're not going, Chewie.
But it's
like doing something different.
I understand his, you know, he's a little upset by it, but I also understand, it's another show. Like, you know,
so is the original Judge Judy gone now? He does not have a gig, or she's doing a second show, which he's not included?
The original Judge Judy's gone. She's doing another show
now. So he is. Out a job.
He's out of job.
Got it.
But apparently his wife was also the executive producer of Judge Judy, and she's going through some cancer stuff.
Oh, my God, that's even more fucked.
Yeah, but she was asked to be on the new show, but she couldn't do it because of her cancer stuff. So,
but her husband wasn't.
But he was not asked. No.
This is just an awkward moment all around.
But it's like, you know, sometimes, like Ted Danson.
How old is she, Judge Judy? She's got to be
80.
Like... 80.
Close to 80.
Yeah.
You know,
do your Judge Judy impression.
Do you think I'm stupid?
78.
78.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd always say, give him back the dog.
I know. You're going to paint this man's garage. I always love it that, you know, people cower when she comes out to deliver the. And I'm like, she's not going to give out a death sentence here.
I want to be the person and you be the judge. Okay. I'm saying that I'm going to do my thing is.
No, so, you do Judge Judy.
Okay. I do Judge Judy.
I'm going to be the person.
Okay. All right. So tell me what's going on here. You were renting a room from this gentleman?
Yes. I was renting a room from this gentleman, and I believe that he charged me too much for the room. There was another person renting a room next to me, and they only paid $500 a month for their room. She charged me $1,000 a month for my room.
Can I see the rental agreement?
Yeah, there it is.
You don't see where you agreed to pay $1,000?
I don't know. I didn't.
You did. You agreed to pay $1,000. So if he wants to let this other person pay $500, it's his choice. He owns a property. If you want to own a property, work a little harder and own a property. You're a renter.
Okay. Well,
what else is the problem?
That's it. I guess I didn't read the fine print.
Next time, read the fine print before you sign. The judgment is for the defendant. No money owed.
That's pretty good. But boom, boom. Wait, I get to. That's not People's Court. That's the People's Court riff.
Yeah, that's Judge Judy.
Judy Shineland.
So London police are taking no further action against Prince Andrew after reviewing sexual abuse claims. So this was all about Virginia Roberts Guffrey. She was the one that was, you know, we heard a lot from in all the documentaries about Jeffrey Epstein that what do you call her? Ghislaine?
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell brought Virginia to Prince Andrew for a night out, and then she was had no choice but to take a bath with him, I think, and have sex with him after he sweated a lot at the nightclub. That's what he really took to offense with. He's like, I'm not a sweaty person. And she was like, he was a bad dancer and he sweated a lot at the nightclub.
Well, I believe both of those things. I'm just looking at him and he doesn't – yeah. Everything about him says like sweaty and bad dancer.
Also, him at a nightclub just reminds me of that. Mike, do you think I'm whole? Dancing
Austin
like that.
Austin Powers
dancing and a thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the London police reviewed it now for the third time. They're not going any further. So,
wow.
Know, I don't know
so
how
is he off the hook?
Yeah.
But he's been kind of kicked out of the royal family,
off
right?
The hook. Yeah. But then there's talk that he and Fergie are like getting back together or friendly. I don't know.
Wow. Oh, was he the husband of Fergie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was the husband of Fergie.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was. And that's why it was weird when the two redheads were daughters were like getting married and they didn't know, like they didn't make a big deal out of it. Those weddings, because they knew, like, he would be there and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening with the Ghislaine trial? Isn't she eventually going to go on trial and name names? And
well, you know, what they're doing to her, and I'm going to take this off the thing. Just have to charge it up so that I don't lose this. What's happening with her is basically – they're doing what people do to powerful people and that they insist that she's a flight risk because she has money and access to planes. So they put her in like the worst prison and her defense are like, this is inhumane. You don't have any. And the thought on the defense is they're putting her in such a bad situation that they so that she'll either turn on people or I don't know. But she's been.
Yeah.
Locked up for months and months and months.
I know.
And so she got
awaiting trial.
She got
right?
secretly married. She was living like a really nice life.
Yeah.
And all of her people said she wasn't hiding from them.
Right.
You know, but then they arrested her one day. And I don't know what's. Can you look up like what the latest is with Ghislaine, whatever her name
Ghislaine.
Is? Ghislaine Maxwell's like upcoming trial. Are you still seeing this here? Or no, you're not seeing it there. This was really bad. 90-day fiancé star Joffrey Pascal was found guilty of domestic assault. So this guy, he's pretty cute.
Yeah.
At the time. He had a really horrible tattoo. But he had like a domestic assault thing happen, and then with his ex-girlfriend, and he was found guilty of it. And people are like, what kind of background checks are they doing on these people?
Zero. That, I mean, I think they're just looking for something. Yeah. Also, if you have any...
But he went to trial. He could have settled, and he fought against it, and now he went to trial. That's always the risk.
The trial in May got pushed to the fall, and it's not until November.
November of, like, in a month. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the trial for Ghislaine, Ghislaine Maxwell is a... Yeah, so that will be very juicy. Yeah, this was... Yeah. I just lost my train of thought of what was going on with this thing. Yeah. So Jeffrey, he was found guilty. Oh, a new thing in the scandal.
Right.
The college scandal, same thing. Two sets of parents. The college scandal is where Olivia, Jade, so Lori Loughlin did her 5 months.
Right.
Felicity Huffman right away didn't fight it, said, I'm sorry. She did like 3 weeks and is out on a series working her life. Lori played a little
bit. William Macy got not, he didn't even get affected by it. And he was the father.
They couldn't see. It really appeared like it was her.
Right.
I think he did have something to do with it, but there wasn't enough. So they cut their losses. She apologized. She did the time. Lori and Massimo. Lori did like 5 months. Massimo did like 9. He just got out. He's home now. So I don't know if we'll see him in the audience.
At the Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. Then there were two sets of parents that said, no, we're going to trial. And they just on Friday finished the trial.
Right.
And they're both sets of parents found guilty.
Oh, how much time did I got to do?
According to what I saw in the news, they're facing... like up to 10 years.
Oh, shit.
Between 10 and 20 years.
Wow.
And one guy was so rich. He was like a casino guy. Both were students. I think it was an SC thing. One was a fake basketball player. One was a fake water polo player. They're both girls.
Yeah.
And really powerful people. And yeah, that's why if you're at all guilty.
Right.
I just don't know why you'd roll the dice. Why? Because had they just been like, we're sorry.
They'd go away for 6 months.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But now imagine. Right. Same thing with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like Jen Shaw, this other woman fighting it. I don't know that she's going to go to trial or not. She did this whole a fake marketing scheme thing.
Right.
And everyone that's following that case says like, yeah, she's going to get, like, solid years.
Right. If you have some shitty things in your past, why do they go on TV? Like, eventually, people start doing their, investigating on these people, and they always come up.
Because I think a kind of person that goes on a reality TV show does have a level of narcissism.
Absolutely, yeah.
And part of narcissism – we just turned that off because it's bugging me. Just press that little blue button. Part of narcissism is thinking that you're the smartest one in the room and that you're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
And no one's going to find out. And then the other part of it is loving all this attention and all these people following you around, sweating with a camera.
Yeah.
So it's just a perfect combination of someone not being like, whoa, I did some shady shit or I have something. I'm going to risk having the funnest time of my life and being famous so that chances are I don't get caught and go to jail. No, they want both.
Right.
And they think they're going to prevail in both. They're never going to get caught, and they get to be famous and more rich at the same time while screwing over people. That's why.
All right.
It's a certain kind of people they pick. Madonna.
Yeah.
You watched the interview. Jimmy Fallon. She really likes her new ass. She showed it again.
Yeah.
And, look, she's had a lot of plastic surgery, but she looks good. But then there's just something that's like, God, you're fucking Madonna. Like, why do you have to do the same shit that like a social influencer's doing that has no talent who's 30.
I know.
That's where I'm like.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of Madonna too much because I kind of like Madonna and I don't want to be one of those people because, ageism we talked about earlier that, it's one of those things that gets everybody and it gets me too. So I don't want to be like, stop crawling around on Jimmy Fallon's desk.
Yeah, right.
So, But
stop doing stand-up, you old white
right,
bitch.
Right. Yeah, people say it to me all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, what's she going to do? Honestly, it's shocking that Madonna, because I've grown up with Madonna, as you have.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe she's 63 years old. It's crazy how fast that all went.
I remember when I loved her in, like, you know, when she, well, I was like in eighth grade or something.
Yeah.
I got that. And I remember going, she's 26?
Yeah.
Because I thought she was like 19.
Right.
Because she acted and dressed like a teenager when she was 26.
Right.
She was the original JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
She had bows in her hair and skirts and cut off, you know. And I was like, oh. And then I remember I see her on Oprah, and that's when she was in her like dippy phase, her Hindu like really yoga.
Yeah, Hindu cowboy, I
Hindu
believe.
Hindu cowboy. Yeah. And that's when she had like such clear like her – I think she was one of the first people to get Botox, which nobody knew Botox even existed. Because I remember seeing on her Oprah being like, how could she be 40 and have no crow's feet?
Right.
And so I think – and she just wore like no makeup and had this like glowy great skin right when she gave birth to Lourdes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think she's always worked out and so she has a good body. But the advancement of the fake ass.
It looks a bit ridiculous.
It like, is
I don't
very
get
ridiculous.
That whatever they're stuffing in there, you know, to make it look like that.
It's fat from your own body.
Uh-huh.
And then
like cement
and
or
then
right?
No, it's not cement. That's when it doesn't work
lady,
out. That's what some people do, and that's a big problem. It's mostly they suck it out of your back or your love handles or your stomach, and then they put it in your body and they try to shape it almost like if you're making like a perfect sand cake in the on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And I think what happens is you keep trying to make it perfect and you keep going, oh, well, we need a little more here. We need a little more here.
Right.
Now you're starting just like injecting filler or whatever. We need a little more. We need a little more. And then it's so big and now
it just juts out of nowhere.
And now people that are think that Kim and Khloe, even though their asses looked, I thought, huge on SNL,
Saturday Night Live,
that they're actually starting to
take some out.
Take some out. Get some to suck it out a little or not fill it up anymore. Let it like go away just like you'd filler in your face.
Is it going to be like 90s boobs when everyone had the big giant boobs and the 90 porn star boobie? And that's gone.
Totally.
Now. That looks ridiculous these days.
Yeah. Now it's just cute little teardrop titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go with that. This was kind of interesting.
She's doing Madam X again, which I thought was only going to be a thing.
I thought that was like an album from like 5 years ago.
But that's what she's out promoting right now. That's what she was on Jimmy Fallon.
But what is Madam X? An album?
It's a documentary film that she's got coming out called Madam X. And she plays, I don't know, she's a spy or something with an eye patch, with an X on the eye patch.
Okay, that was a music video that she did.
I know.
Where she was a spy. So now she did a whole documentary.
That's what I heard.
But it can't be her on tour or anything because
no,
tours
it's
of
a
clothes.
Documentary about Madam X, her alter ego. Which
God. I can't imagine just her being like. I always remember the best was when she did some tribute for Michael Jackson before Neverland documentary came out.
Right,
but after
he
had died, somewhere in that beautiful phase where people just forgot that he was a pedophile.
Yeah. When he was...
And she came out there and she's like, Michael Jackson grew up with several brothers and sisters. I, too, grew up with several brothers and sisters. He grew up in a small town. I, too, grew up in a small town. And it was like this speech that she made all about herself.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, just shut up.
Yeah.
So I can imagine it being a lot of that.
Well, what happened with that movie? You know, Diablo Cody was going to write the Madonna movie, and she was posting
pictures. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
She's doing like a biopic movie?
About Madonna, and so Diablo was posting a bunch of pictures of her like sitting with Madonna.
Oh my God!
And then it just went away, and I don't really know what happened or why it went away. But Diablo's moved on.
So
to some
it would
other
have been
thing.
A scripted movie about her life, but with the guidance of Madonna.
Madonna's so going to direct it and be in. And so
Diablo was writing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have totally wanted to watch that.
Yeah. So now I don't know if it's what's still happening or whatever, but Madonna still says she's directing it, and now she's writing it. So she's going to write and direct it.
Who is?
Madonna.
Well, it'll never get done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just okay. So this was Nikki Ritchie. Someone posted this on Charity Buzz. We'll follow you on Instagram. Okay. It's valued at $10,000.
Wait, Nikki Ritchie, that weird guy who was on your podcast, or Nicole Ritchie?
The actual Nicole Ritchie of The Simple Life.
Okay.
So you can get famous people to follow you for a lot of money. Some are only $1,000. It's a value at $10,000, but you could bid less and she might take it to follow you.
Oh, my God. And what?
Do you imagine what? I don't know why any. What's the coup? So you go to a party
and say, look,
and go, hi,
me.
Everybody. Like, who's going to notice that if you had 3,000 followers, that one of them is Nicole Ritchie?
Right.
It might be the dumbest way I think anyone could spend any money ever.
People are so stupid. Everyone is so stupid. It baffles me how, you know, this is just like going back to Madonna. Like, I always thought Madonna was like kind of level-headed and good about, you know, knows about the business and whatever. That's why she's still around. And then she does things like that. And I'm like, oh, is she just an idiot too? Like, everybody's an idiot.
I just think these people, she was total narcissist, you know, and everything. And instead of just like letting, by being above it, kind of like Cher or Barbara Streisand or whatever, where you're still like relevant, but you're just, it's like, no, all the kids are on TikTok and Instagram. I have to too. And you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You're Madonna. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
But I don't know. That's the way I feel about that. But I am, I love it when people buy bots and stuff too. And you know it.
Yeah.
Like one time my friend goes, how the fuck does this girl we know have 400 people liking this really shitty photo?
Yeah.
And then I went and looked and it was like, first 20 are normal people, and then it's just a lot of people from villages.
Yeah, or it's written in Arabic.
Yeah, villages. Right. Just like some person like literally in a jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some guy that's like in a jungle. And I'm like, now why would he be liking this photo about her dog?
This one's very good. I like the bathing suit.
They don't even get the bots to write anything, though. It's just liking stuff and like emoji stuff.
I gotta believe Nicole Ritchie follows this one.
Chris, you're gonna be with me November 5th and 6th in York. You're gonna be with me November 20th in Nashville. You're going to be in Chicago.
Chicago Zanies, December 13th and 14th, Zanies in Chicago.
And Chicago people, I'm going to be with you this weekend. There might still be some tickets left for the second show Friday, October 15th and 16th. And I'll make sure that they get tickets to see you in December in Chicago. Everything is at heathermcdonald.net. And everything for Chris is
frangiola.com. Kind of. I mean, I haven't updated it in 2 years.
Love
cover
you.
To cover. Listen to cover to cover.
And then did we ever find out where people are supposed to vote for us?
Yeah, vote for us. We're nominated for awards.
We're nominated for something that
some fake thing that
as long as I don't have to pay for it.
No, I don't think you do.
It's Discover Pods. What do you do?
Go on there.
Okay, go to discoverpods.com.
And you're nominated.
For Best Comedy Interview.
Best Interview Podcast. Juicy Scoop.
Oh, okay. And you're nominated
Best Comedy Podcast.
I think that's almost more impressive, but whatever.
Well,
listen.
Can I just say I got 2 nominations? I've also been nominated for People's Choice Best Podcast.
There's a People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what this is or how they got my information or... And, you know.
Anyway.
But I'll take whatever I can
get. You
know
what? Can we make a note? Let's put a link in our bio here. And so make it real easy. You can click and vote for both of us.
Because if we win,
that
would
be
exciting.
Can I just say, thank God we're not up against each other?
Oh, that'd be
the fans would just go crazy. Just that would be the new Chrissy Teigen versus Heather McDonald thing. Like, wow.
How did
Heather
that all end,
Chris,
by the way? I mean, what was the final?
It ended with just, I got a lot of press out of it.
Yeah, I know.
I had friends calling me.
I had a lot of people calling
me. Worried.
That you
worried
were
about
in a fight with her?
Yeah, worried that, like, am I okay? Because the press is making me look so insensitive and awful.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God, I so don't care. It was great. I just so did not care. I know that when I made the comment about her post,
right,
I wasn't aware, and neither was she, that right, it was the anniversary of her son's passing.
Right.
So I knew, you know, I didn't yeah, have to say, if I hurt you, I didn't mean it. No, I really did not know.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whatever. And so I didn't address it again with any of the press, though I posted it like in my group a couple times. And then, and she didn't either.
And did you give that show on E, the Daily Pop, did you drag them, as they say, as much as they should be dragged?
Oh, well, we could drag them a little bit more now.
What's
yeah,
the worst thing I've ever seen? First of all, I fucking hate those type of shows. Apps, I mean, I just hate them so much. And I know what they're trying to do.
The Daily Pop.
The Daily
or
Pop.
The Nightly Pop.
Whatever it is.
Yes. Which is what?
You know, they're trying to be Chelsea Lately or whatever.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
And they get people who aren't comedians to host, and they try to be cutesy and funny, and it's just everything about it is just awful to me, and I hate it. And when you told me the story, you know, you were being nice. Well, I said you need to go just.
Well, I'll tell you, I listen.
That
they booked
show
me for 3 days. I booked all my stuff out to be on it.
Fuck that host, that girl. Fuck the guy host. Fuck them both. Honestly. I mean, I was so angry when you told me that story. And fuck anyone over at E. Fuck the Daily. I hate it all. Anybody
no, it was really screwed.
Except for Jackie Schimmel. I like her.
And Jackie Schimmel defended me about the Chrissy Teigen thing. They
yeah,
replaced me with Jackie Schimmel. It's fine.
Yeah.
But no, I had, listen, I had blocked 3 days to do it. You
yeah,
know, arranged not to take my kid to school, arranged not to have any interviews that day, put aside 3 outfits. And it wasn't a lot of money, but I blocked the 3 days. And then after the first day, they got word that they should have never hired me in the first place, obviously.
Right.
And then they tried to, and I'm going to use the word gaslight me, and tell my agent that I said some stuff that was so like inappropriate for today's culture
right,
that they can't have me back. And I'm like, on a show that was not live taped, okay?
Yeah.
Taped. 12 hours you had to edit this thing. It's only 22 minutes long. There were only 3 people on the set.
Right.
Like, and they were cameramen. So it wasn't like I said in front of a big packed live audience. He said over and over, he would tell me, go as long as you want. You know, tell anything you want to say. It's fine. We like edginess.
Right.
Say the F word if you want. We can beep it. I'm like, well, why would I say the F word? Like,
yeah.
And all of it. And then they come and tell my agent, we can't have her back because she's like so old school, like cultural, like culturally, this isn't acceptable. And
but
I'm
this
like,
is why nobody watches these
but
type
I was like,
of shows.
But I know what I said.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm not, I don't fucking have Alzheimer's. Don't try to tell me I'm Britney Spears with dementia. I know
right,
what I fucking said. And we said, I demand that you send me the clips that are inappropriate, that you could not have me back. They've totally ghosted
right,
my people. And I said, well, I want my 2 days of pay. This wasn't a you know, and I'll if I get the 2 days of pay, I will donate it.
Did you get it?
Nope.
Yeah.
No one will talk to me at my agency about it. And nobody got me my 2 days of pay.
I mean, this one of
so
the
they're just full of shit. And
yeah,
I,
there
and
you go.
They're see, crappy.
One of the beautiful things about having a successful podcast
yeah,
is you can do that. You
yeah,
can go on if they fuck you, you go fuck harder.
Yeah.
I'm 100% behind that.
Yeah, and so you know. No, I mean, look, I shared a little bit on one of the shows right after, and then I shared it like on my Patreon, but since we're talking about it again, no. Still
yeah,
have not gotten my 2 days pay.
All right.
I did get my clothes delivered to me.
Well, I know
way
what,
later than
I know
I wanted,
what E pays, so that 2 days
there,
pays what, $450?
It's $500 a show.
Okay.
So they owe me $1,000.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to be those people. I my God, do you imagine if I went to E and I got a sign? And I just was like, I want my $1,000.
Yeah, you should.
What charity should I donate it to for the $1,000? Just like
St. Jude's.
Oh, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's always
St. Jude's.
One.
You can't go wrong with
yeah,
St. Jude's.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so everybody write E, tell them I want my $1,000.
Or have them
I will
just
write a check.
No, have them.
No, give, okay, fine. Or they give a check to St. Jude's.
Yeah.
Someone
they
who works at St. Jude, you let me know if they give that check. And yeah, you're right. Because it was just a big waste of time and it was rude. And I also didn't like that they tried to lie to me. So
right,
whatever. We'll never hear from them.
Good. Fuck them. I don't. I hate that host. I hate the guy. I just hate those wannabe comedians who do those type of shows. Like, if you want to, if you want to do a comedy pop culture show, hire fucking comedians. Like, why are you hiring these two people who are going to try and be funny? It's the same thing with Gutfeld on Fox. They're like trying to be roundtable type shows with nobody who's talented at roundtable type shows because of ageism and whatever the fuck else, whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a conservative show. Maybe
that doesn't make any difference. Okay, I think they take both angles on it.
Yeah.
And you know, that kind of stuff angers me that they're like, well, we can't have these people because they're old and they can't be on television. They'll get the job done and be good at what they do, but God forbid. So,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, exactly. Anyway. It's like that was the one good thing that – one of the things that Kim Kardashian said in SNL.
Yeah.
She's like, I have 350 million Instagram followers watching me all the time. So this, to me, is just a quiet night.
It is. Yeah, I know.
I was like,
right.
That was a funny line that they wrote for her. Because it's like, how many people watch SNL? 10 million? Well, we know, like, I don't even have 2 million to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, the SNL cast could have been on her Instagram and gotten more eyes on them than they would being on SNL.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.